This means he has a great deal of
strength.
A person who laughs.
Yeah, that's my luster. When you say strength.
Boy.
I've never seen anybody as strong as he is.
He has that look.
I never in my lifetime. You know how these big old bolts will be this size, you know, where you fasten down these jacks, you know, that pop up and down. I've just seen him just take this little deal and just tighten that and tighten that till it just break up.
Holy smoke.
Yes, and he has the name of anybody, you know, the men who maybe would have to go out and pull a well for him, if he's been the one to fix all those joints and everything, I'll say, well, there's no need trying if old Les has been the one to tighten them. You just got to be there to get it off. But I've seen that happen lots of times.
Huh. I suspect if you push it hard, it gives. A person who takes a joke well and laughs and tells jokes and things like that, you'd say it's
good-natured.
It means he has a sense of
humor.
And if a young boy who bumps into things and knocks things over, you'd say is
awkward.
And a person who never spends a nickel?
Stingy.
Now how about a person who's old and yet has a very keen mind? You'd say she's old, but she's...
Oh, I'd say she's smart.
How about an old person who's still quite active, has a great deal of energy? Supposed to be careful of waving a red flag in front of a bull because you might make him
mad.
And if people are excited and you don't want them to be excited, you might go up and say, now everything will be all right, so just
be quiet, be calm.
If you're particularly tired, you'd say you're what?
I'm exhausted.
And when something has been used and used and used and it's used to the point where it's no good anymore, you'd say it's...
just worn out.
And if the person goes, you'd say he...
the person what coughs?
Uh-huh. If children are noisy and you want them not to make noise, what would you tell them?
To be quiet or play quietly.
And if a person has lost his hearing, you'd say he's
deaf. That's me.
It was me last week.
You were so miserable, weren't you?
Oh my, I was. I didn't know what was going on, really.
Yeah. Isn't that just awful to have a feeling like that, too?
Just all over. My stomach growled and roared. If you saw a man working in the fields and you saw that his shirt was just drenched, someone said, how did his shirt get wet? You'd say...
well, I would really say he's sweating instead of perspiring.
This isn't very good after-dinner talk, but what would you call a sore, that one of those large ones, for men sometimes get them on their neck. This one has
a boil.
What do you call the fluid in there?
Pus.
And you'd say the skin around that is, or the whole area there is...
irritated.
Uh-huh. And the skin isn't level, it's...
oh, swollen.
Uh-huh. If someone gets shot, you'd go to the doctor, and the doctor would then dress